What's a good way to learn the Bible? Where to start? Well, here are some good ways to learn the Bible, okay? From a practical perspective. Number one, you have to have a Bible, right? And more specifically, a King James Bible. And if here's my advice to people. If you've never read a book in your life, which unfortunately a lot of people in this generation have never even picked up a book. But if you've never read one book in your life, you know, I would recommend to start reading the book of Proverbs, all right? And you just turned off, you just, all right, there we go. Go for it. Good. Read the book of Proverbs because it has 31 chapters of just content filled, you know, wisdom. And it's very easy to read. They're short chapters. And I would say build the habit of just reading the Bible consistently, even if it's the same book for the next 3 months. Because it's better to build a habit of reading, and then you can basically optimize your reading by reading the entire book thereafter. It's better to standardize before you optimize. Standardize your ability to read consistently every single day, and then optimize your reading by starting to read Genesis to Revelation. So number one, in order to learn the Bible, you obviously have to read the Word of God, right? So you start with there. The Bible says, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Give thyself wholly unto them. The second way to learn the Bible is by being a part of a local New Testament church. And the proof of that is actually found in Ephesians chapter number 4, because the Bible literally says that God gave us pastors and teachers, evangelists, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And it says that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. So a great way to learn the Bible is by being in church, because you're going to get doctrine there. And even aside from the doctrine that you get from the preaching of God's word, you know, a lot of the times, I think of, for example, our church, even after the service, you know, the men get together and we fellowship and we just kind of talk about biblical ideas and doctrine and, you know, things of that nature. And, you know, you just learn the Bible in that way. So one way to learn the Bible is by picking up a physical Bible and putting a plan together to read it. Two is by getting it from preaching. And three, get this, you learn the Bible by doing what the Bible says. Okay, because if you're faithful in little, you shall be faithful in much. So if you're a doer of the word and not just a hearer, you will learn the Bible. Because the more you obey the word of God, it's basically the concept of light. You know, the more you respond and obey the light that God gives you, the more light he's going to give to you. And of course, I would say another way is by meditating on God's word. That's a good way to do it. In fact, actually, I have a video called, what's it called, Uli? Five ways to learn the Bible. Yeah. You can link it on the YouTube comments. I have a specific video called, you know, five ways to learn the Bible. Some to that extent, and I go into detail on how you can learn the Word of God. I hope that helped.